Screen Gems, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. The Earth, seen from space, morphs from a globe into a cube, below which reads the title, Cube Vision. Then a view of Baltimore's industrial area. Screen Gems presents First Sunday, a film by David E. Talbot, starring Ice Cube, Cat Williams, and Tracy Morgan as Lee John. Children in a neighborhood play ball or skip. Highway 39 divides to South Richmond or North Baltimore. The Harbor Shuttle sails below an iron bridge. A stadium advertises home of the Baltimore Ravens. The roads are full of taxis, buses, and cars. People walk the streets, and in a rundown area of town, a man plays drums and walls are full of graffiti. Finally, we enter Soul Joe's electronics shop, where Soul Joe praises one worker and berates the efforts of another.
I can't remember the last time this thing worked. Son, you got a gift. Your man on the head. Come here, baby. Tonight, when you close, double check and make sure everything is locked. Had a few things. Walk out of here.
Now, you know, Soul Joe, I'll never steal nothing from you. After everything you did for me,
just keep a lookout.
He looks insulted, whilst outside, the other tries to fit a TV into a car boot.
Draw from the rich and give it to myself.
Hey, John, what the hell are you doing?
Getting my money on?
And we're putting that back.
No, we're not.
Put it back.
Man, it's going back in there. Get you this job, you gonna get us fired?
Hey!
No!
That's my TV!
They're both fired, and a sign in Soul Joe's window reads, Honest Help Wanted. The praiseworthy man looks for another job, but is rejected by an Asian store, a supermarket, a key cutter, and a white goods store manager, all because he has a criminal record. Dejected and miserable, he pulls off his tie as he joins his feckless friend in his car.
Somebody gonna get pregnant tonight.
That's what's up.
Hey, come on, bro, man. That's my new joint, man. You get the job?
It look like I got the job.
I got us the job.
Where? You need to take the bumper stickers off. You ain't even never got no weed.
24-inch chrome-plated rim.
24-inch chrome plate we are deal.
Custom leather seat.
Custom cush leather seat. Woo!
10 chairs. $1,200 a piece. You do the maths. You have 24 hours. Bombo clap.
Tick tock. Gun shot.
Bullet. 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 Bullet.
You think that's 24 hours from now or from when he said it 10 minutes ago?
Hey, is that Jamaican time or American time?
What is this, man? Pet my wheelchair?
What this is us getting paid $3,000 to deliver these wheelchairs across town.
What the hell is that?
A police patrol car pulls out after them as a sign falls off the van. Up ahead, the traffic lights turn to red and the van driver swerves out to jump them.
Hey, what the hell are you doing? Why you running the light?
Police! I ain't going back to jail, man. I ain't going back to no jail.
We got a big van. Want to report them?
Police, black man, wheelchair, that's jail.
All right, don't panic. Just roll. Whoa.
Oh, you didn't watch the best leg. Lose a It's not my van. This is my cousin Duck Van, the one with the one eye. This is his van. He said he thinks.
Wheelchairs fall from the van.
Turn right here.
Turning left, they narrowly miss a head-on with a lorry, but then hit a mobile shellfish stall and end up in court.
What had happened, it was just me and Lee John. We was driving...
Shut up.
Your Honor.
Yeah, wait a minute.
What being this damn mess if it wasn't for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I ain't played the role. Oh, no, it's my fault because
yeah,
I was trying to help you. I was trying to help you.
Shut the hell up.
That's why your name
is Shut the hell up.
Mr. Jackson, 6 months ago, you were caught shoplifting at a Stop and Shop with a box full of ding-dongs and a six-pack of banana strawberry Boone's Farm.
Your Honor, it was Goober Great.
When the arresting officer searched you,
he found a $20 bill in your pocket. Why didn't you just pay for it?
Because this dude named Bo Pete was on my ass about $20.
And you, Mr. Washington. Now, you scored higher on your SAT test than anyone in your graduating class. And yet, you've been in 3 juvenile detention centers, twice on house arrest and once on probation. A perfect example of potential with no purpose.
Zero.
Is there anything either of you have to say for yourself?
If I go to jail, they're going to make me a woman.
Your Honor, Lee John Jackson has been shuffled from one foster home to another, and Darrell Washington is the product of a single parent at home, Your Honor, never having the benefit of a father figure. Your Honor, the youth of our city need to be given a chance.
Yes, the youth do. But with all due respect, Your Honor, these are grown-ass men.
Hey, Louis, what is your problem?
Talitha, you need to get a hobby.
No, you need to get another hobby. I'm not sending black men to jail.
I'll send any man to jail I want.
Order in the court! Yeah.
And, Counselor, you better watch your language.
My bad, Your Honor.
Now, given the record that Mr. Jackson and Mr. Washington have so enthusiastically earned, I have every right to send the both of you to jail for a very long time.
Come on, man. I can't go to jail.
But I'm not going to do that. Now, I've decided to forego any possibility of a jail sentence under the condition that the both of you perform community service.
I got
love
no
my
problem
community.
With that. Oh, I can live with that.
5,000 hours of community service.
5,000 hours?
Goodbye and good riddance.
Do we get paid for no fucking thing?
Shocked at the length of the sentence, they both struggle with the court officials. Watching them from the back is one of the Jamaican wheelchair gangsters. They're carried out and delivered to litter collection duties in their orange suits.
All right, Ishka Bibble. I'm sorry.
I know you're sorry. You know how I know? Because you were sorry in kindergarten, you were sorry in elementary, and super sorry in junior high. You would have been sorry in high school, but you never went.
I went to high school. I just didn't graduate.
I hate you.
Yeah, well, I love you. It could always be worse, Rel.
Worse? What could be worse?
A black SUV flying a Jamaican flag pulls up.
Yo, Rel, you got to walk with me over here, man. Rel, come problem. On, don't leave me hanging like this.
It's your problem.
Rel.
Don't do it.
Rel, open up, Rel. Hey, what's up? My favorite Buffalo soldier. Man, we heard you was in the region. Myself and Darrell. Darrell is going to come over and talk. Darrell!
Done with criminal activity.
Now, he ain't gonna come over right now because he's preoccupied. But listen, man, we was looking for you and searching high and low, baby. You know,
24 hours was up 72 hours ago.
But this, I know, but what had happened was that...
10 cheers, $1,200 apiece. You do the maths. Tick, tock, gun, shot.
Back up.
They look at each other in silence before Darrell goes to visit his son.
Who is it?
It's me.
Me who? It ain't nobody that pay bills in here. Say your name.
I'm Unique. Open the door. You got a damn peephole.
What you want?
Not you. I came to walk my son to the bus stop.
Don't move back. Now, where's my money?
I ain't giving you nothing.
Oh, really?
I gave you money last Friday. What you do with it?
I bought gum. Don't make me go downtown and file these court papers, Ralph. Don't make me do it. Don't make me put the man in the middle, because I promise you I will. Rethink it. Dig in pockets and pull out something. That's what I thought.
Might as well be pimping here.
Mm-hmm. $40. What am I supposed to do with this?
What you always do with it. Complain about it, then go spend it.
You know what? You come here every day with the same thing. Nothing. He don't eat air.
Well, learn how to cook.
We got bills up in this house. Why don't you contribute? Pay. Do something.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Ralph, come say hello to your father.
Girl, don't play with me. Hey.
Yeah.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's up with this hair? Look like an SOS pad. You tell your mama you want your hair done just as good as she do her clients.
And you tell your father that he should either contribute to my business or stay out of it.
Shit. I put in some work. Help, little gangster.
Hey, man. Watch your mouth around my son. Why are you sweating?
It's hot in here.
I'm trying to say it's a little stuffy up in here.
Ralph, go get your backpack for school. And comb your hair. Hey, what are you doing?
Fixing your raggedy-ass thermostat for my son to die of heat stroke.
Anyway, I'm thinking about moving down south to Atlanta with my grandmother.
You out your rabbit ass mind? You ain't taking my son nowhere.
What'd you say? Listen, my lease is up on the shop. Now, the owner got somebody who's willing to pay a year in advance, so unless you got $17,342, I gotta go.
Why, you can't do hair out your house like you been doing?
I can't run an entire salon out of my house, Darrell. I got equipment, I got employees.
You got clients.
And I got goals. Bro, I was 2 stylists away from filling up my shop. I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of our son watching me struggle. I don't want to take Rel away from you, but I gotta do what's best for him. And I gotta do what's best for me.
What's best for him is to be with his father.
Really? Really? Yeah. And what about what's best for me? Or does that even matter to you? Ever?
No, it don't. Because you're not my responsibility no more. He is.
What? Always doing this to me.
I'm not doing nothing.
Raising the next man's kid. I'm raising your son.
Your son.
You keep your ass out of it, okay?
Stop disrespecting my client.
All you need to do is sit there and worry about getting your hair burnt
out. What you need to do is stand up there and burn a job out. That's what you need to do.
I'll walk over there and pull a track out.
You ain't gonna pull out nothing, not up in here. You ain't. I'm good.
Fine, disrespecting me.
You don't have to talk about her weed. That's her hair. Listen, I'm asking you right. Baby, hey. Come give me a hug. You got your bags?
Yeah.
You gonna have a good day at school?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a soul kiss. I love you.
I love you too.
Think he can fix the cable too?
No, why don't you fix the cable? How are you gonna ask another man to fix the cable?
Fix the air?
Oh boy up there, he don't be messing with you, dude.
Nah, he just sleeps the other day. You know, since the cable's not working.
Yeah. And your mama sure don't know how to pick
him. He picked you. I mean, you weren't so bad.
You mean I wasn't so bad? Pushing on me, boy. You know I'm BMO's finest.
Yes.
Am I BMO's finest? All right,
no.
Then. Let it be known. All right.
Okay.
You ever finished that report on what you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah, I want to be like LeBron James.
You and every other little kid in the hood. Just in case that don't work. Not saying it won't, but if it don't, gotta have a plan B.
What's a plan B?
A plan B is like a backup plan if your original plan don't work.
Okay, so what's your plan B?
My plan B is to make sure your peanut head get on the bus on time every morning. That's my plan A and B.
Dad, you need a plan C.
You need to get on that bus.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
I know what my plan B is.
What?
Is to be just like you.
I want you to promise me something. Promise me you'll be better than me.
I want you to promise me something, too.
What?
Please don't let Mom take me to Atlanta. Please.
Oh, man, don't worry about that, man. Ain't nobody gonna take you nowhere. All right, go and make your bus.
The boy runs over to the bus and once on board waves to his father as it pulls away. He waves back as a car horn blares repeatedly. It's Lee John.
$342 in a month? Cause she wants you to pay her bills? Selfish.
She know damn well I can't leave the state. By the time I see my son again, he's gonna be graduated from high school.
It's always college. So you really don't care if somebody's trying to kill us?
Us? They trying to kill you. Now, this was your idea, remember? I don't even know these dudes. You got your ass in it, you can get your ass out of it. Matter of fact, all I'm really worried about is getting 17 G's so my son don't have to move to Atlanta.
You see that whole conversation there that just came out of your mouth? Selfish.
Yeah, that's me. Selfish.
Keisha! Keisha!
What?
May I have 3 slices of lemon, 4 packs of sugar, and a tall glass of ice water?
With no attitude.
So one lemonade.
Well, let me rephrase it for you. Because I know you was in special ed, and I'm going to forgive you for that. But I would like 3 free slices of lemon, 4 free packs of sugar, and a tall glass of free ice water. And it's called baby here because it's for babies.
You know what? I got some more baby here. Want to see it?
You shouldn't have never messed with that girl.
Oh, Darrell, get down. It's Blocker, man. It's Blocker!
So?
Hey, I know where we get the money from.
Who?
Mordecai. He gives out loans at a massage shop on the west side of Baltimore. That way I can get the money that I need and you can get the money you need.
Hi, how are you? Meow.
You speak my language. Oh, we're here to see Mordecai.
Our Swedish massages start at $49.50.
We need to talk to Mordecai. We're trying to get a loan here.
So, what sort of massage will it be?
Didn't you hear me?
Let me speak to you over here for a minute. That's the cold, man. Damn, relax.
We came here to get a loan.
And I'm getting a massage. Are you coming or not?
Not.
Lee John smiles as the masseuse runs fingers down his back and pulls down his towel to reveal gaudy cartoon Y fronts.
Ooh! Let's go, baby.
Darrell, waiting outside the cubicle, peeps in to see oils being poured on Lee John's back. Having a poor view, he pulls back and looks down the corridor of cubicle doors, having heard animal noises.
Like Minnie Rippleton, I love Minnie Rippleton.
Hey, yo, Lee John.
I saved that song for special occasions,
hey,
baby.
Hey, Lee John.
Loving you is easy cause you're beautiful.
Hey, yo, Lee John. We need to find Mordecai and get out of here.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Do, 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 do.
Hey, man, let's go.
My name is Lee John Jackson. I'm a Leo. Rawr, rawr, king of the jungle.
Do you want to know my name?
I just don't want to know your name. I want you to whisper it in my ear.
Mordecai.
Lee John screams and runs out of the cubicle, past Darrell and out into the street in his Y-fronts. Darrell follows him, and the cross-dressing, bewigged Mordecai is close behind.
Playing with my emotions.
Mordecai pulls off his wig. Next day, Darrell removes fly posters and Lee John sweeps the streets.
Hey yo, about last night?
About the fact that you was enjoying that massage by a man?
Hey,
Hey, Darrell, I was not enjoying no massage, but no next one. Just because a man sings a slow jam while another man is massaging his lower back does not mean he was enjoying it.
What does it mean?
Maybe it means I'm in love with Minnie Riperton. That song always touched the sensitive side of me, so I wanted to share it with other men. Hey, man! Yeah, homie! Yeah, that could be one of our chairs!
Not today.
Darrell, we gonna get creamed
up. Not today.
That's our chair!
Don't worry about that
chair. But Blanca!
That's what you need to be worrying about. That right there. Whoa! Let the church say amen.
Woo! Or hey, woman!
Dear Beige, that's what I'm talking about. Now,
that's the reason why I sing.
Yo, Lee John, where you going?
I'm gonna meet me and Mary Magdalene.
Get your ass out the street.
Man, you better get back over here. Lee John! Yo, Lee John! Wait for me.
Lee John follows a beautiful black woman into the church. Darrell goes after him. They've both discarded their orange overalls.
Darrell, man, this is like Club Jesus. And they got an open bar. Look at this.
A very animated conductor leads the gospel choir and the congregation clap and sing along with them. The place is packed and people jostle past each other to find seats in the pews.
Come on, man, this is the Rosa Parks section. Me and mommy and my uncle, man, his name was Tom.
Lee John stands and begins to clap along and dance. His dance soon includes robotic moves. Darrell pulls him back down into the pew.
Hey, y'all got Cheese Whiz? I don't know what goes on in church. I've never been there.
Communion wafers and miniature plastic beakers of wine are passed around. They hold on to the drink salver and rapidly consume a number of drinks before it's taken away from them.
Yeah, like a 3-drink minimum.
Let me get toe up. It's gonna flow up.
The choir leader pumps his arms and struts his stuff to the obvious approval of the pastor, who smiles and laughs.
The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. I would like all of our visitors who are here in the church today to please stand.
Right now.
Welcome.
That's all right.
Welcome to the house of the Lord.
I want y'all to know the first time you're a visitor, the next time you're family.
Hallelujah. Welcome, sir.
So y'all visiting today, so y'all may not know here at First Hope, we don't believe in last hope, amen? When you go for 3 months without paying your electric bill. And you hope they don't cut you off. Talking about you, Sister Baker. Over the last year and a half, we've raised almost $230,000. Say yes. Amen, Jason.
Bingo. Yahtzee.
Which, as you know, we are considering using to build a new sanctuary in a less
urban,
congested neighborhood.
These are big words now. Sanctuary, congested. That means
ghetto.
Yeah.
Right here.
Oh Lord, my husband turning over in his grave.
Even if we don't move, even if we stay right here, we still need some more money to help us with these costly repairs and improvements here in the church. Like central air, for one thing. So, church, I'm calling on you because we need your help this morning. Anybody out here in the church this morning who's got $100 hope, stand to your feet right now. Don't stand up if you ain't got it.
It's a lot of $100 hope.
Yeah, I'm getting them on my camera phone, too.
Now, Malachi 3 and verse 8, it asks a simple question. Will a man rob God? $100 hope down to a penny with a hole in it hope. Stand to your feet right now. Now, I want you all to turn to your neighbor and look your beautiful neighbor in the eye and say to him or her the same thing that was said over 1,000 years ago. Will a man rob God?
I'm not robbing no church, man. Anybody talking about robbing no church? I'm talking about robbing the people in the church. Like they ain't never done nothing wrong. I remember one time, my foster mother took me into a street service and they was giving out free food to people who was getting baptized. And just because I wasn't getting baptized, I couldn't eat and I couldn't swim.
Okay, get over it. How many times you gonna tell this story?
A million more!
Get over it.
Look, that is God's money and God do not want Blocker to kill us.
Lee John, I'm not robbing no damn church.
I don't rob the church. But when Darrell Jr. is in Atlanta calling some big ugly black dude daddy, don't be mad at me.
Watch him out. My son ain't going nowhere. I'll come across this table on you, boy.
It ain't the first time you came across the table on me, Darrell.
It'll be the last time either.
I'm telling you the truth. Now you want to explode in violence?
Yeah.
Darrell, I'm leaving next week.
Next week? What happened to next month?
The landlord said I have to have the money by next week, and I don't have it. Do you?
No.
Of course you don't.
Now where you going to get the money from?
It's dark now, and Darrell stares out of his window into the street, deep in thought. The phone rings, but he doesn't answer it.
Record your message after the tone.
Hey, Dad, it's me. You promised. You promised that you won't let Mom take me to Atlanta. I love you. I gotta go. Bye.
Everybody and their mother thought they was gonna win. Well, you tell Scott when I get his money, I will give it to him. Okay? He can't get what I ain't got. Uh-huh. Right.
I'm in.
Let me call you right back. I'll call you right back.
Look, now all we got to do is get to whoever got the money before they get to the bank. No. We ain't letting the money get out. We're going to get it while it's still in there, tonight.
That's what I was saying. We're going to go get the money tonight, before it walks out of there.
From the cafe meeting to the church, where a neon cross shines in the darkness.
I have food stamps all around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. Yes.
Get the hell out of me.
Dogs behind a wire mesh fence scare them as they make their way to the back door of the church.
Come on, dear.
go, baby. Yeah.
What the hell you doing?
Huh?
What the hell you doing? Why you got that in my face?
Just trying to dump something.
Oh, damn. I broke it.
Yo, Darrell, that's a sign, man. That's an omen, man. Things happen for a reason, Darrell. The universe is starting to speak to us.
We can go that way.
I'm not climbing up there. I'm not Spider-Man. And I'm not scaling no wall.
Who plan was this?
This was my plan, but he ain't saying nothing about scaling no wall. No, Darrell, no.
10 wheelchairs, 1,200 apiece. You do the math.
Kiss my ass, Rel.
Don't bust your ass.
Lee John climbs a drain pipe to a top floor window.
Who the hell you looking for?
Oh,
I'm standing right here, dumbass.
Gotcha.
Right, stop tweaking. Get it together. Lee John, get it together. Come on.
Hurry up.
Wearing masks, they move through the church with torches. Lee John sees a portrait of Jesus.
Oh! Shh! That's my name! Fletcher! Hey, Darrell!
What?
He keep looking at me. Who? Why, Jesus? Let's go with me. Wait, Jesus!
Damn. My grandmama done gave 31 cheese to this church.
You should have robbed her ass.
Darrell shines his torch directly into Lee John's face.
Hey, D, you think there's really a hell? Because I'm not a bad person. I just be in bad situations. You know what it is? My foster mother used to beat me too much. She used to come in my room and say, I'ma beat you, the candy come out. I'ma beat you, the candy come out. What's this?
Pastor's study.
They enter the study and see an inscription on the wall. Thou shalt not steal. Exodus 20:15.
Lock that door.
They doing the same thing. Look at the eyes.
Don't worry about them pictures.
I didn't kill the dream.
The pictures are of John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King. They continue searching the office until Darrell shines his torch on another inscription. The day of the Lord will come like a thief, below which sits a safe.
Pot Jack. Let's go work, homeboy.
Chisel.
We ain't got time for that.
Plastic explosive.
Careful, man. Don't blow us up.
Let's get this guap.
Man, you know there ain't no damn cherry bomb. Come on. You know what you're doing? If you blow us up, boy.
Hit the deck!
They hide behind a large desk and press ignition.
Get your head down.
Try it again. Do you know what you're doing?
I know what I'm doing.
As they stare at the safe, they hear somebody trying to get into the office. They try to hide their equipment and straighten things up that they have dislodged from the desk. The church deacon enters, and Darrell grabs him from behind.
Keep your mouth shut, and you won't get shot. Open up that safe.
What safe?
That's safe.
Still ain't open, man.
All right, give me the combination.
I don't know the combination.
Don't get cute, Pink.
I don't know the combination.
You got the key to the office, but you don't know the combination. Don't lie to me.
Hey, what are you doing?
Come here. Look, man. What the hell wrong with you? Do you know this is your plan? Do you remember that?
Not to put a grown-ass man in time out, it wasn't. Now I'm climbing out that window, and I'm jumping off that fire escape, and I'm a boogie-woogie my black ass out of here right now.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't. Who's that?
Don't know.
All right, Pinky, you know what I've got in my pocket, don't you? Get over here. Put it there.
Deacon?
Okay, okay.
Why is this door locked, Deacon? Oh, you have company. Timmy, sit down over there. Well, no smoking in the church.
Hmm? Sorry.
I'm Doris McPherson, the church secretary, and this is my son, Timmy. Timmy, stop all that jumping. Stop. Oh. You are?
Leonard.
Leonard.
You're both named Leonard?
Yeah, but we say it differently.
It's a family tradition that both the boy cousins is named Leonard.
Interesting. Deacon, the pastor would like for you to come to the meeting so that we can get started and leave early. He'd also like you to bring the financial records, okay? All right. Timmy, come on, baby, come on. Very nice meeting you, Leonard. Leonard, please bring the records now, Deacon.
Who else is here? Everybody. Everybody. Get over. And that's safe right now.
Could you come now? Deacon?
Let's leave right now.
Okay.
If I don't go, they're just going to keep coming back.
That's why we should be out of here. Let's take
Deacon,
flight.
The pastor.
Come on, let's go.
Congregations move all the time, Tiana. It's called progress.
Oh, no, Daddy. It's called profit, which is why the deacon is always trying to get us to move.
Do that. Let me tell you, Jimmy. You blow that bugle one more time and hear Jesus himself. Gonna have to come and get off the cross and save you. You hear me?
Now, come here, baby. Just sit where you are.
David!
You find a deacon?
He's behind me. I told him to come on. We've been here all day. Everybody talk. Timmy, stop with the imaginary friends, okay?
Slow down. Okay?
Relax. I'll do whatever you say.
Here's what we're gonna do. You go in there, you answer whatever little question they got. Excuse yourself, and then we're gonna ease on now. They ask who we are, we're here to fix the church. You got that? You got this. Okay.
That is the most crackish idea ever.
What, more cracks than selling wheelchairs?
I don't know yet. But they don't know us. They're gonna know something's wrong.
The only way they're gonna know something's wrong is if you act like something's wrong, so don't.
Something is wrong!
Oh, there he is. Oh, well, Deacon, how gracious of you to return.
Tiana, don't start now.
Everyone, this is Leonard, and this is Leonard.
Oh, so both of y'all named Leonard.
Oh, it's a family tradition. All of the first boy cousins are named Leonard.
Yeah, and they're doing some work on the church, so I'm just going to straighten them out, and then I'll be right back.
I hope you do some work on this air conditioner. It's hotter than four scissors in a phone booth with G-strings on. That's hot, ain't it?
Why would we do work on the old church? I mean, we're obviously just going to move to a new church, right, Deacon?
That decision hasn't been made yet. Hold on, Deacon.
But I thought the deacon had already made that decision for you. And for me. Oh, well, and for all of us, actually. Mama T, did you know that the deacon cast your vote? Were you aware?
Cast a vote?
No. You mean that you let him cast your vote and not cast mine?
Darling, I would never let anyone take our voices away.
Lord have mercy.
What is this about?
Well, Mama T, that's not entirely true. I didn't do that.
The money that we raise should be used to fund outreach programs in this community.
Oh, yes, and a foster care center would be nice.
A convalescent home, after-school programs. The church should inspire the community. What about folks that walk to church and can't afford transportation to the suburbs?
Maybe moving the church will inspire them to get a job so that they can afford some transportation.
Deacon.
Pastor, I thought we hadn't even decided whether or not we were going to move the church.
You know what, Sister Doris, I thought the same thing until I found these. On my daddy's desk.
Those are ideas, Pastor. Just, you know, possibilities in case we all voted to move the church. I'm just trying to be prepared.
Arthur, is this true?
As I told my inquisitive daughter...
Nosy daughter.
Deacon, Mama T, I haven't made any decision yet. Okay, that's why we're meeting here this evening.
Right, and I want to participate, but I have some
look right
very
there. He's planning to put an
to
ATM right
and
in
I
the church.
Be right back.
Well, you can't do any business yet.
Why not, lady? We gotta go.
Because we haven't prayed yet, and we need to pray on this. Lord, have mercy. Like my late husband used to always say, man should always pray and not faint. Luke 18:1.
I don't mean to disrespect your husband, Luke 18:1, but is he gonna help us with this drywall? Because I got to get these tools off the truck.
Funny, don't you think?
You gentlemen will join us in a moment of prayer, won't you?
Everybody join hands. Take his hand, Timmy.
Arthur?
Precious Father.
Precious Father, we need you now.
We come to you once again this evening, thankful for yet another opportunity to join this
today, right now.
You said where two or three are gathered in your name.
Matthew 18:20.
There you be.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ask today, Father, that you not only speak to our minds and our hearts.
Or our wallets.
Lord, pray for all the parents that keep bringing their babies down here to get baptized without giving them a hot bath. Last time it was a ring around the pool and Brother Burwell got gout.
But also to our purpose.
Yes, and speaking of that, please, please, everybody, please pray for Sister Cora. Pray for her. She got her head stuck between the slide doors at Walgreens. She was trying to change the station on her iPod. Her grandbaby's bought her.
What a gift, what a gift.
We also seek your guidance today, Heavenly Father, so that we seek your will and not ours.
Or the deacons.
Or Tiana's.
All these things we ask.
In Jesus' name, let's get to work. Amen.
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 Amen. All right, I gotta go. I love you. Gotta go home.
This first Sunday, they're not supposed to rehearse till second Sunday.
No, they can't rehearse tonight.
Why not?
Because it's just not a good night. I'll be right back.
I'm going to construct some construction that needs to be constructed.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
Tiana, hold on,
sir. You're supposed to be singing from your diaphragm, and you are singing from somewhere that you have pain and anger, and we don't need that.
Why are you always singling me out?
No, see, I'm not singling you out. You are singling yourself out, okay? You can't be Denise Williams. You can't be a black butterfly. Somebody got to be a moth. Or one
Ricky,
of these
don't excuse me.
Just fly out like a flying roach. You're not supposed to be that. You're supposed to be
Ricky,
the bottom.
Excuse me.
Yes, may I help you?
You can't meet here tonight.
Really? Well, that's kind of interesting because I am here tonight. Why I can't be here?
You can't meet here tonight because we're meeting here tonight.
You know what? Is there a problem?
Slow down.
Is this personal?
I am the deacon here, and you need to...
The problem, Ricky, is that he's always trying to control everything.
That's exactly what his problem is. Back to y'all.
Having a party in the church is a...
I can feel...
Excuse me.
...the of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing.
Excuse me,
right,
man.
Now.
Excuse you, don't nobody even know you. Come on, let's sing. Hey, let the strangers just walk in. Hey.
There you go.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay, now
all right, here we go.
Why, what's over there?
I'm about to do something. Just
what
go
you about
there.
To do?
Just go over there.
So won't you tell me I'm with him?
Daddy, can I please talk to him?
Come on. Exactly. Hey. Everybody, shut the hell up.
Ooh, all that construction has poor Leonard on edge.
First of all, my name ain't Leonard.
Your name?
No.
You Leonard?
I'm still Leonard.
All right, Leonard.
And second of all, when it come to repair this church, we came to rob it.
Is this some sort of a joke, sir? Nobody has time for this. Look, I'm going to need everybody to get
both. Who are these two clowns you brought in here?
Those are his friends.
You know what? Now I agree with my daughter. You have to tell him what's going on.
Darrell fires his gun in the air and causes panic.
Where are you going? Don't get off of me! Get off!
They won't shoot the man.
You better get down. Somebody got a gun.
That's me with the gun, fool. Get up.
You got a gun in the church? God gonna whip your ass.
Go lock all the doors. Now, we didn't come here to hurt nobody, but we will. All we want is the money. Take your two waves, cell phones, beepers. Anything you got that beep, buzz, or get on my nerves, put it in the basket. Drop it in the bucket. Save yourself a trip to the hospital. Now, Now, we're going to take this deacon to the back. We're going to open up this safe, and we're going to get out of here. Simple and plain.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with him? Get your ass back! What the hell wrong with you? You sure you want to do that? Look around you. You're not going to get away with this. This is a church. I'm going to get away with it just like you've been getting away with it. Selling hope. Take his ass to the back. He's going to open up this safe. And we're going to walk out that door. And I'm going to hope I don't have to pull this trigger. I can tell you're going to be trouble. I need to sit you down.
The pastor is taped and tied to the minister's chair.
We've seen your faces, and that's not good.
You know, but perhaps I can somehow persuade the others to let the two of you just walk right out of here and we can pretend this never happened. But if I open this safe... Never mind.
He opens the safe, but there is no money in it.
Gone.
Who would steal money from a church? What?
See, this is exactly why I wanted to move the church out of this community, to avoid this type of thing.
This has nothing to do with the community.
This has everything to do with these two fools over here.
These two fools are the community.
Hold on. What are you talking about? Who are you calling fool, Chuck?
The two fools waving a gun in a church.
Don't call the two Leonards fools.
Can I tell you my name ain't Leonard?
What is your name?
I'm Lee John, and that's Durrell.
Oh, Lee John.
Leonard. You just told them our real names. Come back over here and sit down. All right. One thing I do know. Whoever stole that money, still up in here. Right now.
Who's the safe?
Was the safe broken into? No. Is the money missing? Yeah. Yet everybody that got the combination is sitting right here on the same night the money come up missing. Ain't that a coincidence?
Leonard! You and your crazy logic! Now how you know they the only ones that know the combination?
Ain't nobody meeting on the money and how to spend it unless they know where it is. Simple.
We certainly don't have it, none of us. We just got here. You should point this at whoever's been here since the 1 o'clock service, hanging around the church hall. We certainly wasn't in here. I was not going to be in here in somebody's meeting, sweating my firm out, long as it take me under some flat irons. But this is not even my church. I saw this on MySpace. I'm just not a good hostage in a crisis
situation. Since nobody left the church, I mean, the money's still here. So one of y'all either got it or know where it is. So we ain't leaving until we find it. Now's the time to start snitching.
You know something? If you didn't have that gun, I'll come over there and whoop you.
Tiana, hush.
I want to see Jesus too, but I don't want to see him tonight.
What phone is that?
Your phone?
Who got a cell phone? Didn't I tell y'all to put it in the basket?
That's probably Jesse Jackson calling to free me.
What? That's your phone.
Hey, man.
Hey, Dad.
My PSP just stopped working.
Handle this.
Handle what?
Just sit right there and hold that.
With that?
Why'd I always gotta be a sidebar with you? Here.
Lee John waves the gun about, causing the hostages to duck in fear.
When was the last time you charged it?
Last night.
Try turning it over and just take the battery out.
Okay.
All right, wipe off the battery terminal. Not with your hand, okay?
Right.
It's his son.
Try it again.
It's working. Oh, I gotta go. I love you, Dad.
I love you too.
He changes his softened expression back to hard-faced as he turns back to business.
I'm sick of this bullshit. I need to know where this money is right now.
Please, have some respect for the house of the Lord.
I gotta use the bathroom.
Okay, baby, let these people finish robbing the church.
I gotta use the bathroom. I gotta use the bathroom.
Shut him up.
You know what? Why don't you just let the boy go to the bathroom?
Why don't you just mind your own business?
You might as well let him pee, because he's going to pee regardless. And I was watching him earlier. He hadn't been drinking water, so it's probably ammonia. You don't want that strong smell. So I'm going to take him to the house, and I'm going to make sure he's hydrated and get some juice in him. And I'll bring him right back here, and I'm going to get Mama tea, because I saw what you had for breakfast. I know you're probably bubbling right now.
Lee John. Take that little boy to the bathroom.
I am not going to let anybody take my Timmy to the bathroom.
Well, then let him pee in your purse. Sit down.
Okay, the double doors. The first on the left. And make sure you jiggle the handle after you use it, because it'll make noise. Go ahead, Timmy. Go on.
Why do I have to take him to the bathroom? Because I got to sit here and figure out who got this money. Why don't you take him to the bathroom and let me figure out who got the money? Wait a minute. This is my idea. Why do you always got to give the orders? Oh, you want to give orders now?
Please don't let him get orders.
I might. All right. We got church people held hostage. The money we came to steal, somebody stole it. They done seen our faces, and because of you, they know our names.
Lee John and Darrell.
See? So, what you suggest, huh? You the smart one now.
Make sure you jiggle the handle, too. Chuck your shirt in so I can take you back to your mom's, man.
She ain't my mama.
What you mean she ain't your mom's?
This is my mom and this is me. She said she's coming back to get me. At least that's what she said.
Yeah, well, until she do, chuck your shirt in your pants. Boy, you might never teach you how to tuck your shirt in your pants.
No.
Yeah, that's all right. Nobody never taught me either. But this is how you do. You put the left in first.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Who's doing the tucking? Put your left in first. Then you put your right in. Let me see you do it. Yep. Yeah, that's it.
Why don't somebody just tell them where the money is so we can go home?
You know, Leonard. Maybe you should ask someone who wishes we didn't have the money so we couldn't move the church.
Deacon, you're out of line.
What?
You are way out of line.
Out of line?
Yeah, out of line.
We need to move
you
to a safer environment.
We can do this another time. This is the wrong time to be arguing.
Who are you? Shut up! Shut up!
Y'all fuss and fight more than me and Lee John up in here.
What a friend we had in Jesus.
What's that?
Mr. Wiley.
He cleans the church.
I'll make a move, I'll pop a cap in your ass.
You don't need to be scared. He ain't got that many bullets. He would need one of them ones with the bullets to come on.
He's legally blind.
He can't see. He's partially deaf.
He can't hear.
Well, then why y'all got this man cleaning up the church?
He's free.
What peace we all.
You don't need to clean a church tonight.
Hey, man.
Huh?
Not tonight.
Come again?
Not tonight, man.
If I can't clean tonight, just throw my whole week off. What about my Monday appointment? Can't do that till Tuesday. What about my Tuesday appointment? Can't do that till Wednesday. What about my Wednesday appointment? Can't do that till Thursday. What about my Thursday appointment? Can't do that till Friday. What about my Friday appointment? Can't do that till Saturday.
Yo, who was that? That was the blind and deaf cleaning man. Thought you were supposed to lock all the doors. I did, I ran out of chain. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do a little one-on-one session, see if I can jog some memories. So you, Big Mouth.
I got you, Big Mouth.
You lay one hand on my daughter.
I'll go first.
No. I'll go first. I'll talk to him.
I would go first, but first has already been taken twice.
I will go first.
But Pastor, listen, let
It's fine, Deacon.
Let me see.
It's fine, honey. It's fine.
It's fine. The Bible says first will be last. I'm gonna be last first.
You can go first. Up there, figure out where this is. Okay? You keep an eye on everybody. Anybody move, you know what to do.
What?
Take that.
Another gun? Who are you?
I
telling you, King, it's the mambo sauce. That's the magic, my man.
I'm
telling you, boy. Look at that disgrace. The church owns that building, right?
Yeah, they're not going to take care of it. They should sell it.
Two policemen.
Why would I steal money from my own church?
That's what we're here to find out. Don't you got a Rolls Royce? Bentley? Phantom?
Ford.
You throw some D's on that bitch?
On a Ford?
I love Mama D. Dude, you are talking about one of the sweetest, kindest, most gentle women ever. But you'll steal.
At my age, the only thing I'm looking to steal is time. All the money in the world.
I love Sister Doris like she was my own sister. But raising other people's children is not cheap.
Kids is a necessary expense of life. Every penny I get, I put on that boy's costumes. Last Christmas, he was the Virgin Mary. Thanksgiving, he was a drumstick. Easter, he had to play an egg. Anytime you want to pitch in and help, you are welcome, because it is not cheap. But I don't steal from nobody.
I love the deaconess. That's endless. Got such a dashing figure, very articulate. He's got to be getting some money.
Listen, I was brought here to help fill the safe, not empty it.
Little pink shirts, I know they cost.
I think there's a lot of jealousy about me and about what I've done for the church.
Tiana, we talk like girlfriends. Chitter chatter. Oh, always. How are you? I'm good. She doesn't tell the lie. But you can tell she's thinking it.
Okay, well, why would I steal from my own father?
Get your nails done.
I do my own nails.
Get your car fixed.
I ride the train.
To get your hair did.
I don't have any hair.
To keep this church from moving to the suburbs.
Let's go. Let's go. Okay. Lee John, handle it. Hey, Kirk Franklin, hold up.
No, I need to go with them because I need
boy,
to
boy, come on. You going with me.
Where are we going?
You're going to be the lady of the house.
Hello, upstanding gentlemen of the loss.
This church owns the building across the street, right?
Yes.
Are you aware there's some illegal activity taking place over there?
Yes. My Lord, I'm just a choir director, but I will tell the pastor, who is the shepherd of our flock. We are sheep, and he shepherds us.
Don't be in here too late. We saw some unsavory characters looking around over there.
Yeah, when you say unsavory, you mean like jaywalkers, or you mean like actual robbers and thieves and killers? Which one? Like, how unsavory? Murder unsavory, or just regular run-of-the-mill unsavoriness?
Okay, well, you have a good evening, all right? Just be careful.
Okay, then. All right.
All right.
Y'all can make this a base camp, and it's so much that you can do.
That was cute. Let's go.
Did it look like he was winking at us?
He's the choir director.
All right, look. Don't y'all want to go home? I ain't got time for this. Now, y'all need to tell me what I need to know. Don't y'all want to go home? Because I do. So somebody need to tell me what I need to know. Look, if we have to comb this church inch by inch. What now?
It's all this humidity mixed with emotions and excitement.
Mixed with the fact that we're being held hostage by gangbangers in a church with no air.
Tiana, get me a wet towel for this child.
Wait a minute. Will you... keep going.
I'll get her a wet towel.
She needs some air.
What she needs is to lose a few pounds if she's gonna be landing on people like that without warning.
Freaking.
I'm just saying, that would help if people gotta catch her.
Thank you.
Put it on the back of her neck, baby.
All the money you making on Sundays, why you can't get the air on?
The air conditioning works. It just don't work all the time, that's all.
Why doesn't somebody just fix it?
Fix what?
The air! Darrell can fix anything! Darrell, remember that time your aunt Cynthia deep freezer broke after she went food shopping? You came right over and fixed it!
I don't remember.
Matter of fact, it ain't even hot to me. So, we straight.
What church are you in?
Ricky,
what?
Sit down!
What? No, get your hands off of me!
Sit down, man.
It is hot as Satan's toenails in here.
Ricky.
What?
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. Are you all right, miss? I just fainted. I'm just a little frustrated. I'm not scared no more. I'm not just gonna keep being scared. Okay, so shoot me. Shoot me. Here I am. Shoot me.
Go ahead, shoot him.
Shoot him. Go ahead, shoot him.
You'll probably really shoot me.
Ricky, sit your butt down.
You make sure that I look good in my casket when I lost. Y'all get off of my head. Get off of my head.
Don't trip off me right now.
Does anybody know where this air conditioning unit is?
Hold up. Let me get that light. Come on, give it up.
You're supposed to be fixing the air conditioner, not taking a tour of the church.
I know. Let's go. First, we gotta look for this money in one more place.
He's shining the torch on Tiana's shapely bottom. She turns and gives him a disapproving look.
As hard as it is to keep crime out of the streets, now it's in the church.
Why would y'all want to steal money from a church anyway?
Because to them, it's not a church. It's just a building on the corner next to a liquor store.
Where the neon wine and beer sign is brighter than the cross.
You know, if we separate the two, like I've been wanting, maybe ours would shine brighter.
Brighter because we're brighter, Deacon.
Or brighter because we're separate.
I want the key to that cabinet right there. I know you got it, so don't lie.
Were y'all trying to blow open the safe?
It wasn't my idea.
Find it?
Well, it look like I found it. Let's go.
What kind of name is Lee John anyway?
When I was born, my mother had two boyfriends, Lee and John. She ain't know who my real father was, so she named me Lee John.
Of course.
I don't think I would have told that.
Tiana's hot, so she takes off her jacket.
You know, if that doesn't work, there's always show blow.
Yeah, well, maybe it'll work if I can get the light pointed straight.
Oh, yeah, the problem is the light. It's my fault. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, too.
When are you not hungry?
Well, I have some leftover chicken, ham, potato salad, greens, and some peach cobbler from this afternoon's dinner. I could fix something up. Y'all would like to eat.
What about an 8-year-old boy who was hungry and didn't know how to swim and was scared to get baptized because he thought he was going to drown? How come he couldn't eat, huh? Huh?
Is that a yes or a no? On the chicken.
How do you know how to fix air conditioners anyway?
You grew up in a house and everything around you is broke. That's what you do. You fix things. Watch this.
Oh my gosh.
Hit that light. I don't want to electrocute myself.
Wow. You know, this thing has never worked right. You're pretty good. Well, I mean, you're obviously not good, but what you just did was good.
You're always so stank.
Only when I'm hungry. Oh, yeah, and occasionally when I'm being held hostage at gunpoint, yeah, I get a little cranky.
Well, maybe I got a good reason. You ever think of that one?
Oh, you mean like Robin Hood? Or in your case, robbing the hood? Take from the poor and give to the poor. Is that what you're doing?
Just trying to give somebody something I never had.
A felony record?
What? No, a father.
Do you have a tissue I can borrow? Seem to have left mine in the offering bucket along with anything that would beep, buzz, or get on your nerves. My mother died when I was 6 years old. You don't see me out robbing a church.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do to get where you're going.
Would that be jail? Parenting from within the penal system, yeah, that would be brilliant.
That's not smart.
You wouldn't even understand.
And I don't want to.
What you care for anyway, church girl?
I don't.
Good. Neither do I.
Good.
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 Good. G-double-O-D.
Good.
Perfect. Wait a minute.
The air con kicks in, and upstairs everyone is eating. Doris looks at the pastor, who nods, so she even takes some to Lee John.
I brought you some food. I know you hungry too.
I don't have to get baptized, right? Because I can't swim.
No. There you are.
Thank you.
Good, ain't it? Something about you remind me of my husband. I think it's your nose. He had a wide one just like you. Oh, he was a beautiful man inside and out. One of the best deacons this church ever had, no matter what they say. He loved my cooking, too. You know, today was his birthday, and nobody remembered but me. He's been gone over, what, 6 years? Oh, he loved the birthday parties I planned for him. You like birthday parties, Leonard? I mean, Lee John.
I don't know. I never had one.
You never had a birthday party?
When they took me to my foster home, they lost my birth certificate, so nobody never knew when my birthday was.
I know when it is.
You do?
Today. Give me your hand.
She takes off her silver crucifix and puts it in Lee John's hand.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Lee John, to you. Happy birthday. Come on now. Oh, it's all right. It's all right. Yes, it is.
Lee John cries as Doris hugs him, and the deacon raises his hands in despair.
Lee John.
The hell you doing?
You hungry?
It's blowing harder than it's ever blown before.
It's a miracle.
It's air. The same air as before, just a little cooler.
You know, young man is as good with his hands as you are. Should have more options than robbing a church.
I'm all out of options right now.
That's not true, son. Don't say that. That's not true. You're only out of options when you stop looking for them.
Durrell,
go back over there.
Durrell, I need to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to you right now. Go back over there.
Can I talk to you for 1 minute? I don't want to do this anymore. These people ain't did nothing to us.
You came and got me from my grandmama's house with this, and you don't want to go through with it? Trying to punk out? What's up? I ain't no punk, man.
You ain't forgot you need this money just as bad as me.
I think of something, and I don't know what it is. But I know it ain't gonna be this. Durrell, not this.
Lee John gives the gun back to Durrell. A tear rolls down the pastor's face, and Doris smiles as a police car pulls up outside.
Our jobs would be a whole lot easier if people would just listen and go home.
Pastor knows they're supposed to be out of here by 10.
I don't know what y'all did to him, but I don't like it. Stop playing with me and just give me the money and we can leave. For some reason, y'all think I won't use these. It's simple. Just give up the money. I thought you were supposed to be cleaning the church.
I told you he's blind.
Can't see. And he's deaf.
He can't hear you.
Been cleaning this church for 30 years. Seen a lot of things. Found a lot of things, too.
Why y'all got this man cleaning this church?
Because he's free.
But never nothing like this.
He empties a bag of money on the floor.
All right, get back. Sit back. Sit down.
Look at all that money.
Probably just a cleaning man, you know?
One of the policemen peers through a crack in the door and sees the money and the gun.
We got a 1031 in progress at the corner of Preston and Greenmount. Perp with a gun. Request for immediate backup.
That's our money.
Son, that's God's money.
Lee John, let's roll. Lee John.
I think I'm going to stay here with them, Darrell.
Darrell looks stressed, and then Mama T gets up to berate him.
It's your son, isn't it? Tell him what you're doing. You want him to hear it on the news? Or read about it in tomorrow's paper?
I get up every morning, and I take my son to school every morning. He look at me. He don't see no thug. He see a man, all right? I'm somebody to him.
So you did this for your son? You're doing this for yourself. Blaming everybody but the one person responsible. You're a coward. Using foul language and shooting guns off in the church, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You deserve to lose your son.
I'm not gonna lose my son!
This is what he sees in the morning when he looks at you. You've already lost him.
A perfect example of potential with no purpose.
I know what my plan B is to be just like you.
We can't lose any more sons.
She moves away, and Darrell drops the bag of money on the floor.
I'm not losing my son. Come on, Lee John, let's go.
As they start to go, police sirens wail and stop outside. They shut the inner doors, but there appears to be no way out.
Close the door.
Now the SWAT team has arrived.
You're going to jail!
We're not going to jail. We think. Let me just think.
What are you talking about? They got this whole place surrounded. We're going to jail.
Just calm down.
Boss, isn't there something we can do?
Oh, yeah. We can help the police put these two criminals behind bars where they belong.
Deacon, I was talking to the pastor. I didn't ask you anything.
And you heard Mama T. They in here all night waving and shooting guns. And we're not...
I haven't called your name all day.
Quiet!
I have an idea. Darrell... Come on, cut me out this chair. I'll show you.
Show me what?
Son, I'm gonna show you a better option. Go on, son.
Pastor, they need to go to jail. They got two guns in here. They're obviously gangbangers and thugs and hoodlums. This doesn't make any sense. It doesn't... Pastor, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Pastor, you are putting your ministry in jeopardy.
Suspect inside the church, come out with your hands in the air.
I'm gonna go outside and tell those policemen that this was all just a big misunderstanding.
You're gonna go out there and lie?
Deacon, I'm gonna go out there and help.
I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna tell them the truth. That we were being held hostage by terrorists. Or have we all forgotten that?
What about forgiveness, Deacon? Or have you forgotten that?
Pastor, these...
I wasn't held hostage.
Neither was I.
Me neither.
What's a hostage?
A hostage is where we were downstairs in that basement for 4.5 hours. I'm gonna need therapy. I need Dr. Okay, maybe not.
Well, I was held hostage. And when the policemen get in here, I'm gonna tell them exactly that.
Do whatever you want.
Hey, John, Darrell, y'all come on with me. Come on.
You can't be serious. You're a man of God, and they're taking advantage of that.
Come.
If we turn them in, we can get a reward.
We can do something. We can do something to help.
If you're going, I'm coming too.
Hey, hey, hey. Where are y'all going? Sit down. Sit down. Everybody's doing their part. Sit down. Our part is singing. That's our part. What we do here in the church as a choir. Sing. We make things better singing.
Suspect, your time is up. We are entering the building.
The armed SWAT team storms the church as members of the choir sing.
There's a laundry chute behind these boxes. It's never been used, but I guess it's the first time for everything.
Okay, where does it go?
To the basement. And there's a door downstairs that'll get you out, I hope. The rest is up to you.
You gotta try.
Pastor, what are you doing? I'm getting the police!
Hey, you better give me those pistols.
Thanks, man.
You're doing the right thing. Don't worry about your son. Everything's gonna be okay. Just have faith.
Guess I'm supposed to go first, right?
I know you're smarter than that.
Hey, try not to break your neck.
I don't think you can.
The pastor smiles at his daughter's concern.
I'll try. God bless you, son.
As they disappear down the chute, the pastor hides the gun in a tax returns box. They race along back alleys and up steps from the basement level, with the police not far behind them. They both look at a large red refuse bin. The following police have the same idea and lift its lid. As they move on, the boot lid of a car next to the bin rises to reveal the two of them. They get out but keep running into police coming from all directions. Two drunks sat by a lamppost look on in amazement. Finally, they're surrounded. Back in court.
You robbed a church?
Your Honor, Mr. Judge, it wasn't even like that. We wasn't trying to rob no church. We was going to rebuild it. We was going to refurbish it and everything. We wasn't...
Allegedly robbed a church.
Your Honor, now, I haven't been to church in a while, and yeah, I apologize, but the last I checked, the Holy Ghost doesn't hold people hostage, and I'm pretty sure the pastor isn't packing.
Your Honor, if it pleases the court.
Your Honor, I object like to her trying to please the court.
Louis, when are you going to get
okay.
a life?
Yeah, now, Your Honor, you if you commit a crime, you have to do the time. It's cliche.
Can I speak?
But it's the truth.
Your Honor, can I speak? Can I speak for myself?
No objection to that, Your Honor.
Why not?
I don't want to go back to jail.
Let me just say this.
We're in bed.
Okay, thank you. Just sit down.
Judge Galloway, how many times have you seen me in this courtroom? And how many times have you said the exact same thing you're saying today? And here I am again. Man, my whole life I done made bad decisions.
Like the one you're making now?
My whole life I done blamed everybody but the person that's responsible for those decisions. That's me.
Mama T smiles.
So it was my idea to go up in that church.
Whoa, hey, that was my idea. We were sitting in cookies that night and I said,
sit your ass down.
Now, Your Honor, can we please get back to the facts? Now, I have a witness that'll testify that the defendants not only had firearms, but they used them to hold members of the church hostage.
And they almost stole $64,000.
Tiana.
Well, on first Sunday, you wrote down that we took in $34,000.
Young lady, you'll have to sit down.
But, Your Honor, I actually have proof.
Bailiff, escort the young woman to the witness stand.
Going up there, baby. Talk to him.
Wait, what is that? What is that?
Beans in the temple.
She's falsifying pieces of paper.
I don't know what that is.
In the report on first Sunday, the deacon wrote down that we only took in $34,000. He just said that they almost stole $64,000.
I did?
That's a discrepancy.
Mm-hmm. Why is she doing this?
There's a lot of conjecture in court.
Why is he talking about this? I'm not going to lie.
Is there anything else?
No.
Deacon.
What's going on, Deacon?
Exactly how much money was raised on the first Sunday?
Well, I object, Your Honor.
No, I object.
Well, everybody objects. Answer the damn question.
Look, the deacon is not on trial here. However, these two miscreants are now...
Miscreants?
They brought
them. They're African-American.
They held members of the church hostage. Wow. These are criminals of the First Order, period.
The council will sit down, and the deacon will answer the question. The court is waiting.
The deacon looks shocked, and the choir leader gestures for him to stand.
Well, Your Honor, if I may, Your Honor, like you, I handle lots of paperwork each and every day. And if an error was made in my haste, I must have mistakenly entered a 3 instead of a 6.
To make a mistake.
It's ridiculous. People make mistakes all the time.
You mistakenly got caught. That's what happened.
Are you stealing the church's money?
Of course not. I came here to improve the church. I didn't steal the money. Hey, I did not steal the money.
I wasn't stealing money.
Look, Pastor, I'm investing it.
He's an investor now. Is he a stockbroker or a deacon?
Court. Invested it where?
In an escrow account for a piece of land I wanted the church to purchase.
She don't even go to this church, thank you.
We aren't affecting the community. The community is affecting us.
I'm not infected. I have papers to prove I'm not infected.
It's them! These two right here, they're the problem!
What the order in this court!
I have enough.
But Your Honor,
sit down.
Finish what I'm saying.
Sit down.
The tough decisions have to be made.
Sit down.
Counselor?
You have a witness that's willing to testify that the defendants held members of the church hostage with firearms while attempting to steal money from First Sunday's offering?
Look, Your Honor.
Actually, Your Honor, we have a lot of witnesses here that are willing to testify to a lot of things, like embezzlement.
Embezzlement?
Misappropriation of funds.
Falsifying documents.
Not to mention wearing an Easter suit with a Halloween shirt and tie set.
That is not true. You must have this man denigrating my wardrobe and opening.
Your Honor, can I just, let me just get a quick second here, and I much appreciate it, Your Honor. And we need to have a quick word.
Okay?
I just need you to go up there and tell him what is going on.
Can you just please have a seat?
Don't we
have 1 second.
You have a degree, don't you? Use it!
Counsel?
Yes.
Do you have a witness or not?
Your Honor, if I may, it was a very long day. And we had 3 services. Normally it's 2, and it was late. And hot.
And no.
Dark.
No, Your Honor, we have no more witnesses.
Your Honor,
If it pleases the court, I would like to make a motion that the case against Darrell Douglas Washington and Lee John James Jacob Jackson be dismissed due to lack of evidence and witnesses.
Yes, they didn't do it.
Motion granted. Case dismissed.
The court erupts in celebration. Darrell and Lee John hug, then rush to Darrell's wife's apartment, but run into the Jamaican gangsters.
$10, $1,200 apiece.
Check it out, man. You stole them wheelchairs from somebody, and then somebody stole them from us. So the way I look at that, I think we even.
Yeah, business or that.
My baby mama might have took my son away from me today. If y'all gonna kill us over some chairs, then go ahead. But kill him first, because it was his dumbass idea.
We still have business. Go get your son, man.
Oh!
Kick. Cut. Gun.
Leave me! I'm unique.
Where did you get it, huh? Where?
What is this? I don't know what this is.
Rel and I were leaving for the train station when I hear a knock at the door. I open it. Nobody's there. Just this bag filled with $17,342 exactly. You stole it, didn't you? Did you steal this?
I know where it came from, but I did not steal it. If I told you, you wouldn't even believe me. I wouldn't even believe me. Look. Now, somebody gave me this money. But since we got it, I need to know something. You staying or you going?
That's not fair.
You got enough money. You got what you need. What you gonna do? You gonna take my son away from me? Huh? And move to Atlanta? Don't take my son from me. Okay, that's all I got. All right, you wanna break me now? He's all I got. I ain't got nothing else. I'll do whatever I can. I'll come around more. Whatever you need from me, I can do that. I'm a different man now.
What's different?
I'm different. I'm changed. You gonna stay? What you gonna do?
His wife looks at him emotionally, tears well in her eyes. And Darrell looks anxious.
Yeah. We're gonna stay.
His son enters, and they embrace each other.
I told you, didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Yes. Ain't nobody gonna take you from me. Nobody.
Alone.
His wife smiles at them compassionately. And then, a gathering outside the church.
It was no mistake how those two boys landed in our church. They weren't all bad. Just 180 degrees from good. They just needed a change in direction. And that's what we all need sometimes. Yeah,
yeah. They celebrate the First Hope Family Community Center and the First Hope Youth Center, which Tiana is busy painting.
If God can give these two boys a second chance, well, why can't we? Why can't we?
Darrell's wife blows a kiss, Mama T smiles, and Darrell looks to the heavens above. The end.